Joining me in the room podcast for the first time, fighting this Saturday night at Full Contact Promotions, is Amanda Jo Bastrick. What's up? Welcome to the show for the first time. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. It's fight week. You know, I know it's crunch time, but I appreciate the time coming on.
Absolutely. It's an exciting week.
Yeah.
We're ready for this week.
Well, Easter was yesterday. I do believe you have a child or a couple. Celebrate Easter. How'd that go? How was your holiday?
It was phenomenal. This year, I took them to the hotel. So the Easter Bunny came there, which was great because I knew I was starting my weight cut in the fight week. So everything was convenient. Breakfast was made at the hotel and kids loved it. They're exhausted. They wore themselves out, wore me out.
Helped you cut a little weight for this fight coming up on Saturday?
They did. They sat in the gym and told me to keep going, Mom. Keep running.
Well, Easter is a little like Halloween with the candy running around. Does that entice you at all? Or are you, you're fully in camp and focused?
I actually have no cravings whatsoever. I'm so amped up about this fight. It's a different mental state going into this one, and I'm ready. Absolutely ready to go.
Well, let's talk about it. This is going to be your fourth time in that cage in just over a year. I think you had your debut last January. Let's talk about it. Fourth time in there. You won in two. You went through a couple of decisions. You got to finish in that one win. Talk about the fourth time going in there.
This one's for me. This one is for the work that I put in, my coach and I, that we've discussed. And he and I are very honest with each other and like we've talked, I need to get in there. I need to execute what I do in sparring against the guys at my gym, what I do with the pads with him, because I have not showcased Amanda yet. So it's always defeating. Even after my win, it was rewarding. It was exciting, but I still knew Amanda hadn't showcased yet. So this one's redemption, beyond redemption for myself. My coach is excited. It's going to be great. Mentally, I stepped back from my last fight and a lot's happened personally and stuff. And I just used that time to mentally kind of deep dive myself. So I'm ready.
Excellent. Well, before we get into this fight and heading into the, you know, the cage for the fourth time, let's peel back a little bit. You're talking about, you know, not being, you know, getting over things from last fight into this fight, but how'd you get into fighting? How did you enter a gym and just start training? All of a sudden, you know, the synthesis is saying, hey, you're ready. How'd this work out?
Not even close. I was in the Marine Corps. So I did some jiu-jitsu there, a lot of hand-to-hand combat there. I got out, I became a mom, the three beautiful babies.
Congratulations.
But growing up, I always had my boy cousins who were like state wrestling champs. My dad, who always told me, it doesn't matter, girl or boy, like, you know, your size is different and it's tackle football in the backyard. So this is what we're playing. Obviously, I couldn't approach things how they would approach it. So I needed to get to the end result that they had, which would be a touchdown per se. But I needed to do it different. So and then that's how the Marine Corps is. I mean, it's a guys club, but I didn't let it stop me. And I just really liked it. And then between my babies, I have three of them and they're old enough now where mom can kind of do more than just a gym workout, get home, get them ready for school, wake them up stuff. So I can put a little more in and I played semi-pro soccer as a goalkeeper. So I've played on many co-ed teams. I love a good aggressive wipe someone out. And so my body's like, you don't want to dive on the ground anymore. You're too old. So like I said, I used to do it. I knew some people that were out in like Auburn area that fought and fuck it. Why not? And I tried it and it's addicting as hell. So here we are.
Awesome. Well, you had the mental state and you had the body being torn up by the brothers and, you know, playing the man sport growing up. So, you're right in the right ballpark here. So how long before you started training until you got into that cage for the first time? Did you have any smokers, any like exhibitions or anything like that?
I had exhibition ones here and there. But my first fight was probably like 6 months.
Coaches, you mentioned coaches and your coaching, making sure you're, you know, ready to go. Who's coaching you? I know you're at Synthesis. Who's your main coaches, training partners there?
I mean, Casey Lamb owns Synthesis, which is hands down, they've been great to me and my little six-year-old. She does BJJ there also and loves it. It's been great for her to get out of her shell. But my main coach has been John Piersma, the Warhawk, who just fought his second title belt. He got it. It's phenomenal. UFC any day, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And then, so I do a lot with him and his classes. We do some one-on-ones a couple times a week. And then I have amazing training partners that are there. I mean, we have striking class. So I go to MMA. I go to sparring a couple times a week. And then there's just my own pride that, you know, I don't want to suck wind or be second best around these guys. So 5 a.m. gym workouts to go running and strength train. So
now, question, you mentioned guys, are there any other young ladies in the house there that are, you know, you're rolling with or sparring with?
We did for a little while, mm-hmm. and one of them had to step back, but she's looking to step back in. So I'm super excited about that because her and I are about an inch height different, 10 pounds different, give or take on either of our days. So her and I are really good for each other in that sense. But lately it's just been me and the big.
Yeah,
guys.
The big. There's a lot of big, there's a lot of big people in that gym. You know, yeah. John, of course, or Elvis, you know.
Oh, big. Yeah.
Yes. It's large gentleman in there. So good for you.
And very talented. But,
and also you're basically the only woman out of that gym. So you're well protected anywhere you go.
I do believe that. Yeah. I think if we were all out or something and I think somebody did something, I don't think I'd have to handle it.
Yeah. I've been out with those guys too. They're fun. Yeah. But they are, you know, they're a tough looking group when you're out with them. That's tough. That's right. Yeah.
Like we can mess around with amongst each other, but I don't think anything would ever happen to me. That's for sure.
Now let's talk about, before we get into the fight, we're still, you know, back in the layers. Are you still in the service? What's your deal there? And as far as your children's dad, what's up with that?
I was medically retired. I planned to be a lifer, but you know, God had other plans, okay. And that's perfectly fine with me. I have a 14-year-old, a new 11-year-old, my son, and then I have a 6-year-old daughter. My husband is currently active duty. He's deployed in the U.S. Army right now. Yeah, he's phenomenal. I just told him actually this morning that I definitely won the spouse jackpot. you know, yes. Like we have so much fun together in our family. Like we're just so close and like my kids, him, all of us. So like, I'm so fortunate.
Not to throw him under the bus, but can you beat him up?
Yes, I tell him. Yes.
That's so awesome.
Well, I was in the Marine Corps and my husband's in the Army. So, you know, there's always that shit talk. But like, I tell him, I'm like, babe, I will always be number one. Yes, because I'm your wife. But like, I was in the Marine Corps. we're always better.
Nice.
So it is what it is. And I told him that he's like one and a half best now because he married a Marine. So instead of second best, he's like one and a half best.
Yeah. And who better to have this on side of you than someone that can kick your ass and kick ass for you. So
he's phenomenal.
Good for you
guys. He's like so supportive, overseas supportive. He's like, babe, how many gallons of water do you have today?
Nice.
Where's your weight at today? Oh, you're killing it. So, I mean, it's like he's here, but he's not. It's phenomenal.
Has he ever been to one of your, I know it's only been over a little over a year, but has he been able to see you scrap?
He did. And again, I'm telling you, I feel very fortunate. Like he went to my fight in New York City, the one where I won by guillotine choke. So he was right there. Obviously I was not the hometown fan. So I had all of like five people yelling, but you can hear him in the background going, go, man.
Nice.
So he was there. He got to see it, you know, and tell some people to F off. That's his wife. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the meat and potatoes here. This fight here, the fourth time going in there, bantamweight. Have you been at bantamweight all this time? Like, is that your weight and where you're at and where you like to be?
I've been doing 145.
Okay.
So I've been training with 145. It was a super easy cut. Nothing. I mean, I'm 5'9". So I walk around very lean as it is. Like, usually 10 to 15% body fat. So That's a lot of muscle.
Yeah.
But I was always in my head, I struggled. I felt like I just wasn't able to be fast enough. I felt almost a little lead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, maybe it was just me, probably, but like, it wasn't what I wanted. So I was like, you know what? Let's step back mentally. Let's recap all this. Let's just wipe the slate completely clean, dropping down to 135. And I recently got certified as a sports nutrition for nutrition and coaching. And like, female diets are a lot different than male diets. Mm-hmm. So like, us cutting 10% the week of can get pretty risky, dangerous. So, but I feel great. I mean, it's fight week and I'm still 1500 calories, and some people don't even eat that in a day. So I'm fucking ready to go.
Well, let's ready to go here. Full Contact Promotions, Rage in the Cage 24. Is this the first time you're fighting for them?
I am. Yeah, this is the first one.
It's
ironic. My very first fight I was supposed to do was supposed to go with a girl from Synthesis, because I was not training with Synthesis at first. And I broke 6 knuckles on 3 fingers, maybe like 6 weeks out. And I was like, so, and then I remember when I first got there, I was like, man, this girl's going to hate me. But like, and then our kids, she has 3 kids, I do, and they all just mesh like this. So it's a great world. Small,
excellent,
you know,
excellent.
It just worked out.
Well, this promotion going in, it's a New York promotion. I believe you fought nothing but in New York, correct?
Yes.
We'll have to get you down in New England or up in New England, wherever we are from you. But
I do that too. I'm like mapping it out.
We're dying for women this way. And I know some of your team members are making their mark in the New England area. So I'm sure the road is paved for you anytime you want to come here. So you're welcome.
Love to go.
Not that I'm taking you.
I know there's some fights coming in May.
Now, oh, there you go. I don't want to take you away from Rage in the Cage and what's going on Saturday night, but we would love to have you in New England at some time. But let's talk about going in there. How are you feeling about going in there for the first time? What do you know about the promotion, and how excited are you to, you know, scrap for the 4th time in there?
I'm excited. I feel it's a different calm. There's excitement and there's some like nerves, but I feel like I'm finally getting my thumb on the nerve thing, right? Because those are big nerves. And people are like, you were in the Marine Corps. I was like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's something different. Then you get in there and you hear that gate behind you. And I felt like I was fighting before to like not lose, kind of. But this time going in, it's kind of like a little more, you know, like I'm going to fight. And I'm, you know, so the mindset's completely different. I'm so excited to get in to like execute this that it's like, I feel like it's going to like beat out of me. I'm like, okay, I get it. It's Monday. Let's just weigh in tomorrow. I don't care what she weighs. Like, let's just go. Like, I'm super excited to do it. Rage in the Cage is phenomenal. Rage in the Cage 64, they're great. It's great production. The brothers that put it on are so kind, family oriented. So super excited.
Let's go. How far is this from you? What's the trek like, you know, driving there, whatever way you get there?
It takes me 45 minutes to get to my gym. Right. And this one's only, I think, a mile and a half from my gym. So
the where the promotion is at, where the event is?
Is a mile and a half from where I train.
You're just going to jog there, right? You know, when it's time to go.
I know. I actually pass, when I'm driving there, I pass the promotion, and the very next exit, like a mile down, I get off to go to my gym. So it's right there.
So, you've been there. I would imagine you've gone to fights and experienced what you're going to be walking in the cage with, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. You're going to be driving, jogging, doing everything by there the next few days, man.
My kids are going too. So it's the first time. They're only my older two. My little one, she got... I don't, you know, she scares me at times, that one. She's going to run this world.
Oh, awesome. She might scale the cage and jump in, you know, with you.
I think she will in a couple years, but she won't go to this one because I'm still mommy. So she's awesome. Like, I don't know. So
yeah.
Her and grandma, I bought them Paw Patrol tickets. So they're going to Buffalo for Paw Patrol.
Get you out of their mind, right?
Yeah. My dad, 2 uncles, and my 2 kids, some people at the gym. They're going to be there right up front. So it's super exciting.
Will there be like a stream for this? Anyway, other people can watch it that, you know, not around the area.
I'm not 100% on that. I'm still looking into it. I sent a message out this morning to the promoter just to see. I know a lot of people have like Facebook Live it, but I'm not 100%.
So. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure your fight will be recorded somewhere, you know, absolutely, from somewhere in that place. As far as your opponent, you know anything about her? I would imagine you're probably the hometown person since you're a mile down the road. What's that? Who's your opponent? Know anything about her?
Shannon Rowe. I know that she's shorter than me. I know that she's done Rage in the Cage 2 times. She's 1-1, and she fought both times with them. So
she could be the favorite. She could be the hometown.
And I'm okay with it because, like I said, I got my kids and my husband. I have a great gym I train at, so I don't really fucking care.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't care who's the favorite and not the favorite because at the end of the day, we're still fighting. And I'm pretty pumped.
Well, going into the fourth time, I know you can't. There's not much on, you know, when you're study here. But how you feel this fight's gonna go? What do you feel like you're gonna do in there this time, the fourth time in there?
I just think I'm gonna be so much calmer and grounded and in control of the fight, my space, everything. Like I just, you know, it's gonna be a whole Miyagi thing and just calm.
Nice.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it'll be a blood bash. Who knows?
I know. Yeah. Usually the amateur fights happen that way. And the women's especially. And you too. I mean, a mile and a half from your house. She's fought. This is going to be her third time fighting in there. So, and women are always excited. We don't have enough women fight. So
I think females are a lot more scrappier.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're tougher, I think. I think they're just.
Women
have babies. Women have babies. A man can never even go through that. Never mind like the 9 months. Day of, forget it. They're passing out. So kudos to you for all that. As far as your future, I mean, it's been just over a year. Well, a little over a year. This is going to be a fourth fight. You seem busy. It looked like you had a couple of fights fall through in between. You just want to keep getting in there and getting in there. What's that like? What's the feeling like, next?
I would love to keep fighting. I don't know. I would love to keep fighting. I really would. But I'm also somebody who is like, if it happens, it's going to be amazing. And I'm a woman of God. So like, how the cards play out, he knows, I don't. So like, if it happens, it's going to be phenomenal and I'm going to give it 100%. And if for some reason I just can't get a hold of like my nerves or I can't get a hold of like not being my own worst critic, I guess. Right. Cause I think I'm my worst opponent some days in my old fights. So this, like I said, this is that fight. That's like, I'm not going to thumbs up fights after this yet, because right now this fight I'm psyched about. This fight I am going against myself to prove to myself, right? And so this is it. So, and quite frankly, like I said, I have a husband, kids, my animals. Like, life is great.
This is just a cherry on top. Get your adrenaline flowing. So good for you.
It is. I would love to keep going.
Great. Well, we'll be watching you. You're under a great camp, great training partners. You seem like you're having fun with it. And kudos to you. I mean, you have a 14-year-old son, I think you said.
I have a 14-year-old daughter, 11-year-old son.
I'm not going to ask you your age, but you certainly don't look like you have a 14-year-old. So you got a
long. I'm 36.
Oh, wow. Well, you didn't have to say it, but proud of you to say it. So congratulations on all that. As far as who's going to be in your corner Saturday, who's going to be helping you out and guiding you through that fight?
Well, John's going to be at a wedding. And I randomly ask him, and I'm like, so is that wedding still on? They call it off yet? He's like, no, they didn't fucking call it off. But which I hope they don't, obviously. It's just, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
But I have great corners. Mm-hmm. Casey will be there. I know that. Travis will be there. Both of them cornered John in the last fight. They're there. We have another guy that they needed someone for this fight, and now he's on from the gym because originally it was just me. So I don't know if we're bringing a third corner or not.
Well,
it's gonna be good.
Excellent. Well, let's get a word after. I would love to, we'll see what's next. You talked about maybe May. You come out of this fight, you know, without any injuries and ready to go. Maybe we'll see you in May. There's another card in July down here. the same promotion. John owns a title, so you're always invited this way, but let's get by Saturday night, and I wish you well. If there's a link that we can watch this, a Facebook stream that we can follow, I'm sure you'll post it out there. I have your Instagram up on the screen here, but as far as any other social media, any sponsors, anything you want to say before I let you go, it's fight week. You need to do your thing. I'm going to let you do it. So shout it out. Anything.
My kids and my husband definitely first. And like I said, Women of God, and I have my training partners, Synthesis BJJ. I have John Warhawk Piersma as a phenomenal coach to help. Pet Nari's a good friend of mine down here in Hilton, New York. They own a family business butcher, and they're incredible, and they're always super supportive. So them and Blau with pre-workouts and stuff. So those are some great people.
Excellent. Well, awesome interview, Amanda. I mean, this was great. Yeah. I mean, this is like, you seem like a veteran in the interviews. I mean, were you a podcaster before, you know, in and after real life? It was awesome. Pleasure talking to you. We flow.
Thank you.
Awesome. Hopefully I can catch the fight Saturday so we can recap it maybe a week or two after.
Are you local, or where are you located?
I'm in Providence, Rhode Island, right out of Providence, Rhode Island. I'm right in the heart of Rhode Island, actually. Cage Titans, which John holds the title, is 55 minutes up the road. It's straight up the highway. So I'm accessible to everywhere. Highways all over.
Okay.
So you guys ever traveled? I always say to John, hey, John, you guys always travel in a caravan. Stop by the podcast room. I'm like right on the way.
Right.
But I know they're always weighing in.
I think when John goes, his mindset is like, I have to drop a lot of fucking weight. So like John gets his nutrition plans written and stuff. And then I look at him and I actually cook all his meals and stuff, and I prep them. So
he's not only a trainer partner, he's a client of yours and a coach.
We kind of like do a little barter.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love cooking, and John's like a caveman when it comes to cooking. So I think my Ukrainian side, like with my grandmother, all kicks in. So I cook and I season, and he doesn't like hate himself in the food for the 8 weeks. Like, I cook and because I see him almost every day except probably Friday.
Yeah.
So I do probably 2 to 3 one-on-ones a week with him. And then I obviously go to the classes and stuff. And then we just kind of send quick little messages of, hey, fat ass, I ran 3 miles today. What you do? Like, you know.
Perfect. Last thing before I say, I'm on a good dialogue with John's dad. And John's dad is like, we're banter back. Every time he talks to me, I'm a pussy or whatever, you know, and he's throwing shit at me. I'm sure you've met him or haven't heard about him because.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They're good people.
Awesome people.
I mean, I'm pretty fortunate.
Yes. You're around, you have great people around you, and, God, sky's the limit out of that gym. And, sounds like you have it all going together, and a pleasure talking to you again, Amanda.
Thank you.
You have a great week. We'll catch up with you after the fight, and I wish you well on Saturday, and we'll see you after, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.